Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, first this afternoon, with indoor dining resuming today for the first time since last December, guidelines were still being updated at midnight last night for bars and restaurant owners. People who are fully vaccinated or recovered from COVID in the past 6 months can avail of indoor hospitality from today, along with accompanied minors. So, how is it all working in practice? And just how happy are people to be enjoying a pint or a bite to eat indoors again? Well, we sent Brian O'Connell into a pub in Cork City Centre for us. And where are you right now, Brian? What's it like?
Well, good evening. I'm here inside a very buzzy Clancy's Bar, which is on Princess Street in Cork City Centre. And it shouldn't, Sarah, but it actually feels really strange to be indoors. I mean, we've done a cultural 180 in recent months, where obviously the impulse has been outdoors. It almost felt like I was somewhere where I shouldn't be when I was walking in the door of Clancy's Bar just after 10 a.m. this morning. And in the past hour, it started raining outside. So all those recent al fresco enthusiasts, well, they're going to be tested now, aren't they? How does it all work? Well, the first thing at the door, I was asked for my COVID cert. I showed my digital cert with the QR code on my COVID app, and that was then scanned by a member of staff. It confirmed my details. They checked my ID, and then I gave them contact tracing details and I sat down. So all in all, I would say it took less than a minute. No more onerous really than showing your ID. Now, some people arrived with their smartphone and their app open in their hands. Some people had their vaccine cards laminated. The app seemed to read them fine, even though we have been warned not to laminate them. People were shown to tables. There's no one sitting at the bar, obviously. There was a member of staff at the door at all times. And really, it was all pretty smooth, as you'll hear as I entered. And then you'll hear from one of the first customers who arrived.
Looking for a table?
Table for one.
Indoor, outdoor. Are you fully vaccinated?
I am.
Lovely. Would I be able to just see the cert so I can scan the QR code? It'd be great.
Okay, so I'm just going to open the COVID app where I stored the digital cert. Let me get this here. Too many apps on my phone, of course. View cert. So there's my cert.
Yeah, so just scan the QR code there, just using my gov.ie there.
So you've got an app on your phone and you're just scanned it. And what does it say here?
Yeah, it says.
And it says what date I got vaccinated on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now that you know I'm vaccinated.
Have you got ID just to prove it? It would be great.
Okay.
Lovely. That's perfect. Yeah, spot on. That's. I'll just show you to your seat there now, and I'll just take a name and number as well, just so that we have the contact tracing and stuff like that.
Okay, so you keep a record. The only records you keep essentially so are the contact tracing details, which is my name.
Your name and number, and just the seat that you sat down and what time you sat down.
Can I sit at the bar?
You can sit at the bar, but I have a table right across from the bar that you can sit down at.
I can look at it.
You can, of course, yeah, and it'll be all table service. Hi, would I be able to see your COVID cert?
Yes, of course.
Lovely, I'll just scan that here now with this app. Would I be able to have a look at the ID as well, please, just to double check?
Sure, it's my driver's license.
You had the cert as laminate, but you could have had it on your phone as well.
Yeah, I have it on my phone and I have it laminated as well, just in case, because sometimes you might forget.
Very easy, it's just like asking for ID at the door, so I said it's very straightforward. So
they expected to be asked, so absolutely no problem, yeah.
And how do you feel about him knowing some of your health details now?
Absolutely no problem at all.
Yeah,
we're all in together.
Will you go for the full Irish?
I might have a small breakfast this morning.
Small one, absolutely no problem. And a pint.
Brilliant, I'd love that.
Well, that all seemed to go pretty smoothly, Brian. It sounds like that person that you were speaking to was on his own. How did it work for groups, etc.? And did you see anyone from Ireland, outside Ireland?
I mean, that's very interesting, because for anyone vaccinated in the Republic of Ireland, most had their QR codes, as I said, and they're very easily scanned with a smartphone. I think only one group arrived who weren't vaccinated and they were hoping to go indoors, but they were very politely told that they couldn't. There is that one area where some could argue there isn't consistency. So inside the bar here, as I look around in Clancy's, everyone is vaccinated with the exception of the younger bar staff and accompanied minors. The very same minors, by the way, who can't gather indoors and so in indoor summer camps this summer because it was deemed unsafe. The other potential issues I saw were people from outside of Ireland arriving with various kinds of proof of vaccination. And I suppose there is a level of accepting their bona fides, because bar staff here obviously can't be expected to know the particular documentation in use in different countries. So this one group I met who were with their children, they told me what it felt like being indoors. And then, Sarah, I chatted to a group of American tourists, very happy to be able to enjoy a pint indoors.
This is our first time being out in a long, long time.
What's it like walking in the door?
It's strange. It's very strange, because I suppose it's over a year and a half since we've been able to get out.
So you have all generations here, your mum, yourself.
She's my daughter and Monica's my cousin and her husband.
It does feel strange, doesn't it? I walked in earlier to have breakfast and I felt almost like, should I be in here?
Yeah, it is a bit like that. No, don't get, outside is lovely. It's once we have the weather.
Yeah, and of course you don't have to show your vaccination papers because you're under 18.
She's only 15.
15, so you're okay. Some people were saying they were a bit uncomfortable letting people know they're vaccinated.
To be quite honest, I have no problem.
And how has the last year and a half been?
It's been tough. Yeah.
And there was a debate about unvaccinated children, whether they should be allowed in. What do you think?
Well, I suppose they are out, they are mixing. It is possible they could be carriers. I'm only waiting for them to give them the vaccine. We will be getting great vaccinations.
I mean, what's great for you today, as I said, your whole family, the intergenerational aspect, you can all meet indoors.
We can. And sit down and have a lovely lunch.
You have had your US vaccination card.
Yes.
They're not very official looking. And
I know, that's what I thought too.
It's like a piece of paper. Did they give you a QR code in the US?
No. And I don't, we had to fill everything out online for everyone.
It's supposed to be a card, but then you were able to back that up with your ID.
Yes. We just got here yesterday to Ireland. Yep.
So at least you'd have to have a drink indoors.
Yes, want a beer.
So have the staff had any issues, Brian, with anyone, you know, maybe refusing to show their cert or causing any trouble? And do they need additional staff to help police the whole lot of it?
Yeah, that one issue that I could see was people from outside Ireland, as I said. For example, those American tourists were shown a vaccination card with handwriting on it. And although, you know, obviously they had their IDs, and it's very hard to verify that, isn't it? You know, it's been very busy here. I think what you're going to see is places opening up indoors slowly while the weather is good, because the majority of customers that were coming here in the morning and throughout the early afternoon were preferring outdoors. But as it started raining in the last half hour, more and more people are looking to come indoors.
Yeah, of course. And with the weather that's forecast for this week, you might see more and more of that, I suspect. Meanwhile, the guidelines were updated again last night. So where does that leave everybody? How are staff adjusting to all of it?
I mean, it's so hard to keep track of it all, isn't it? Now, contact tracing is now only required for the lead person at a table and for solo customers. So you don't have to, as a business owner, keep a record of what table a party sat at. The second change that came late is that certificates given to people who've been vaccinated in Northern Ireland, they will be compatible with the app used by pubs and restaurants here in the Republic. And finally, a little while ago, I spoke with Clancy's owner, Paul Montgomery, here. He's been very vocal throughout the pandemic, highlighting issues within the trade and really trying to keep positive about getting back open today. I asked Paul Montgomery how he felt the first day back was going.
It's a bit like trading on eggshells at the moment here. It feels like we shouldn't be inside sitting down. Inside we are, and we can hear the glasses clinking and customers being served.
We're hearing anecdotally quite a lot of businesses haven't reopened today.
Yeah. And a lot of businesses that I know and several of colleagues I've spoke to in pubs and restaurants are not opening. They're indoors. Maybe the weekend they'll open the indoors, but certainly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday they have planned not to. More around the city are certainly have decided just not to open at all indoors.
Why is that?
Some are saying it's a staffing issue, number one, and getting staff, and number two, on the vaccination side of it. And I think a combination too, that people are afraid of that, you know, if staff are more exposed and everything else, that they might lose staff and be closed down. So one of the biggest threats to our business at the moment is not the government regulations in terms of the reopening today. It's staff getting COVID-19 and our business is shutting down. And that could be a yo-yo effect that's going to be on and off now all summer.
So you're waiting on those young staff to get vaccinated?
Yes, I can see this being an issue right throughout August and September.
In terms of the actual logistics of it, there was a change late last night, so it's a pretty fluid situation still.
It is, and so we have to update our people of reception here now today of what the do's and don'ts. In fact, we just are going to have to follow the regulations and we're going to have to be strict in it.
How do you feel about children being indoors who are not vaccinated?
I have no issue per se. We're just glad to be back trading. I have no issue about us being open or about any of the regulations, about any of the changes. I just think we're just facing a few uncertain months
The one issue I did see, Paul, is that people from outside of Ireland, a lot of them won't have QR codes, so you're accepting at face value that the card they're handing you is a legitimate card.
Yes, and I suppose the clarification about Northern Ireland visitors was helpful today as well. We've had foreigners in today and they're very welcome, and we'll absolutely make them welcome and we will accept what they show us.
And that's it, Paul Montgomery there, Brian. Really interesting, isn't it, what he's saying as well about that feeling that we all shouldn't be indoors. It's interesting what the whole last couple of months have done to us. How do you feel being indoors, Brian?
It feels really strange. Like I said, I've been in and out for the afternoon. And like I said, initially when you crossed the threshold, I kind of felt, God, should I be in here? Is my mask on right? I think there was a sense of feeling very self-conscious about it. But you know, the longer you're in here, I mean, it's a lovely sound behind me, isn't it? To hear the hum of a bar again, the glasses clinking. You know, they'd obviously just turn down the music while I'm on. But just to hear the music and people chatting. I'm actually on a couple of weeks' holidays after this evening, so I may not be home for dinner.
Okay, well, enjoy, Brian. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. I'd say he'll get used to it pretty quickly. And let us know to 51551 if you've tried the whole indoor dining experience today, or if you're planning on trying it today. How do you feel about it, or what has your experience been?